test an olive. Three lines on the bottom by the two dots. Mishnah said that they are their kshuras v'lo mutaris. The Gemara says pshita kimin the tonale the kshuras havu and lo yadin and the loy havu mutaris. I mean kshuras means if they're tied means they're not loose. So what do you need? What do you need both parts in the mission? The Gemara says matatema kshuras kein kshuras. It means when you say kshuras, it doesn't mean that they're tied. It means they're close together as if they're tied. Abu Mamash, we don't require that should be actually tied because when they're actually tied, they usually end up being closer together. Kamash Lod Mulam Mutaris, that they're not, that the Mishnah says that they're not Mutaris, which means that they're actually tied, which creates ties them together more closely, which means that you'll have less, we're allowing less space. In regards to the gap, we're allowing less space. So the Mishnah said, "Achas nechneses v'achas yotzeis." Tana Rivka nechneses v'Rivka yotzeis is one. So achas can mean each animal. So we're saying that doesn't mean each animal, it means each group, which by definition has to be true. And there'll be a problem. That means they're not considered. Then they're not kshuras. Okay. Tana Bonan, Kama Rosh Ruba Shalpar. The Mishnah said that it has to be, it can only go too close, can't go too close to the well, to the bear. It has to be gap, it has to at least be Rosh Ruba Shalpar away from the bear. So how much is that? It's Shtei Amos. Kama Ovi Shalpar, how wide is a Parah? Ama ushne shlishi ama, 1 2/3 ama, which this is the Bryce talking, which Shane ke eser gave her a mayor. According to the mayor, that'll be like 10, because 6 times 1 2/3 is 10. Lamar is going to grapple with this word ke eser. What does it mean ke eser? It's like it's like 13 or 4 or 14 amas. Where it says ke eser, ha eser ham. It's not ke eser, it's actually eser. So my answer is Mishum the boy the Misni Sefer kishlosh esrei. He wants to say kishlosh esrei over there because it's, you can't say it's shlosh esrei because it's not shlosh esrei. So therefore, that's why it's said in the Bar Meir also ke eser. Okay. The Mishnah says, so this shear, which the Mishnah says when he says kishlosh esrei, the Mishnah assumes that usually when you say something is like it, usually that you're rounding up. When it's more than that, you don't say it's like it's 13, when really it's more than 13, because you're leaving out some of what you need to say. So Mara says kishlosh esrei tefei havin, it's more than 13. Shimon debor the misti kikarba asrei kikarba say holo havya. He wants to say it's like 14. The Mishnah says, that is not either. So what it means is Yisera Shalosh Esrei V'edem Megiyas L'Arba Esrei. What he wanted to say was it's more than 13 and less than 14. Okay. Amar Papa Bebor Shmoyno.
Are we saying that the 1 2/3 is slightly small or somewhat smaller than actual?
Why?
Because you do the multiplication and you come out with
13 1/3. Remember, you go to 8 times.
8, thank you.
And Meir at 6, so that's exactly 10. Amar Papa, Bibor Shmarno, if the area which you're which we're enclosing is 8, there's no need to put any pshutim in. You just put the 4 ones on the corners, and then you're good. Because if you take if the board itself is 8, you add 2 amas, so you have to add 2 amas in both in all directions. So it gives you 12, right? Now if you go to each corner and you make a diyamid, you close an amma this way. So means you lift a gap of 10. Right? So everybody agrees that you don't need any. Rameir agrees up to 10, an opening of 10. It does not need any pshutin. The bor shtemes rate. So the bor shtemes rate would give you a gap of 14, because you're going to add 2 on each side. That's 16. Your diarmid will give you minus 2. So that gives you 14. So the klam will plead the being a pshutin. So then that situation, everybody agrees you need a pshutin, because even if you agrees 14 is too big. He pleaded mishmona Hashem Esrei. The machlok is whether you need pshutin. Is between a bor of 8 up to a bor of 12. Rameir being a pshutin, Rameir being a pshutin. Whereas the Papa Maika Mashmalon Tanina. What exactly? You're giving me over the numbers. I mean, a different way of saying it. But that's the Mishnah. The more answers are Papa Brisa Lashmiele Kamashon Kabrisa. The Brisa which told me that the Ovium of a poor is 1 2/3. He didn't know that he was not familiar with that Brisa. He made the calculation himself, and it came out like the Bryce. Because basically what we're saying is this calculation is 10 and 14. It fits very well with the Bryce, which says that a par is 1 2/3, the 6 pars is 10. So he's saying less than 10, there's no problems. Less than or up to 10 is no problem. The area is when you get more than that.
Area.
The area of discussion. Disagreement. Kesir Rashi. The second to last Rashi on the page. Rivka Nichneses Rivka Yetzes. Veloy Paro Nichneses Paro Yetzes. The more it's stressing that it was a whole unit, not one. The Mishnah says Achas Nichneses Ma'achas Yetzes. So Pasha's Achas is going on each animal. Dimkein lo havelu kshuras, but then they wouldn't be tied. We told you that we said the case is they're tied. Theoretically, you could have discussed the case where there was 6 animals, numbers 1, 3, and 5 were going in, and 1, 2, 4, and 6 were going out. But it's not the but then they're not kshuras then. So it means the whole unit of 3 were going in, and 3 were going out, or 4 were going in, and 4 were going out. Chazal gave us a shear that the distance you have to mark the pass on the boar, shear chaykim k'nei rosh shavaruba. So the Mishnah says it has to be the distance of the amount which would allow for the head and the rove of the animal. So the Brisa says that that's 2 amos. Shen Ke'eser, and then the width is 1 2/3, which is Ke'eser. Amish Shishabakar. Shishabakar is like 10. Kanparach, my Ke'eser, her Eser, Mechubadu's head, it's something like 10. It's not an approximation, it's actual. Kiyad Gimel Chiyad Viyadalad. Shmanabakar, Yatsu Mechal Shalish Esrei, Mechal Yadal Lebo, Yigimel Amabashdishen. It's more than 13 and less than 14. Even if the bore is, the diameter of the bore is 8, even like a barrel, you will not need pshutin. Why? The chimarka kadei rosh barupa, when you add on the space of the rosh barupa of the animal, which means 2 amas in each direction, which means that if I measure the area which has been enclosed, it's 12 by 12. The hapasin rechav an ama, but the pasin of the yomdim are an ama, the chol ruach, zek and eget zep, each direction of the enclosure, each wall of the wall of enclosure, you place one opposite the other, each one covering an ama. Nimza bein pas lapas shir pesach ezer amas. So that means the gap will be 10 amas wide. Remeir b'hachishor. Remeir says 10 amas is acceptable. B'bor shtei mesrei. If the bor is 12, the chimarkik shtei amas mikan ukenegdom mikan. If you add on 2 amas on both sides, yesh chalala mechitza yud vavam, you'll have the area enclosed and now 16. 12 plus 2 plus 2. Of that, the yomdim you make 2 amas enclosed. Hooray ben zelazah yudalad horitz, and you can have a gap of 14. Kli halu shor Rabbi Yehuda, binim shutin l'chol tzad. So Rabbi Yehuda does not accept a gap of 14. Therefore, the only solution will be that you put in a poshet in the middle. L'chol tzad b'tzad ikar yudalad amas. In all directions, you're going to have 14 amas. Each direction is going to need a poshet in the middle. Come on, Parak Hechi Mashalhu. The word wants to know. So, where are you supposed to place? Where are you supposed to place the poshet? Okay. Tanina the Rapapit Masnisa. What's Rapapit telling me? Really, he's basically just telling me the mission of telling you the mayor Shisha Boker. Rabbi Huda Shmona Boker, according to Mayor 3-6, according to Rabbi Huda 8. Mela Sheminan, well, once you know that the animal is 1 2/3, the Mayor Sharib Abdullah Sessers, it means we can do the math ourselves. And therefore, 10 is acceptable. That's 6 times 1 2/3. Rabbi Huda Sharib Abdullah Shlosh is say, Ham Ushlish. And 8 is 13 1/3. Kikiboy Remeir Pshutin, but Yosemi has to come. Remeir says you only need Pshutin if it's more than 10. Yeah, we got that. So what's her papa telling me? So my answer is Papa Hak Brice of the Tana Shiura, the Ovi Haparis, Loy Shmiele. The Brice, which explained how wide each animal is, he was not familiar with. I mean, Masnisan Laparish, the Mishnah does not explain that. Well, Sir Papa, the Frusha, the Chal Masnisan. So Republic says he's coming to explain the Mishnah. And he's saying, the Shira der Meir, Eser Amos, der Yehuda, Shlesh Eser Amos Shlesh. So Republic came along and calculated out for us, not knowing the Braisa, that the Shira is 10 and 13 1/3. V'iskim Republic, me died to the Masha Shina of Braisa, the Rosh of Rubash de Amos, Vavi Amos Shnei Shlesh Amos. So without knowing the price, the Republic was able to figure it out. These are the measurements they were talking to be, and he was mechabes of the price. Toshis just points out that we had the price, and we asked, we don't understand Pshat the price, and the Republic explained the price. So now the Muslim Republic didn't know the Brisa. It means once he said it's in yeshiva, they asked this question. They said, he's mechabim to the Brisa. But by the way, what is the Brisa saying? He explained the Brisa. Okay. Arach Yeser Betel Chitza Schotzer Shib Shosim. Boy Menei Abayim Irab. Herach B'di Yehemdin Kashir Pshutin. The Remeir. Maho. You made your Deyomdim, instead of making them an Amma, which is what's required, you made them longer, they're more than an Amma, to cover the amount you would need in the case where the gap was more than 10, you need pshut in there, but you extended the diyarim the manav that you would not need pshut in, the amount that the pshut would have to address, the diyarim took care of. What's the loch? So is that acceptable or not? Or is pshutin dafka? Or it just means you have to close that area. So I don't care how you enclose it. Okay, so that's the first question. Armalei, so this is Abai asked the Rabbah. And Rabbah said back, Tini Tua, we have it in Mishnah. Umavad Shear Bibapas, and you can make the Mishnah, you can make the area which you want to close as large as you want, as long as you are Marbe in the Pasin. So the Mor says, doesn't that mean my lab the marach b'diyamdin? Doesn't mean that it means you make your diyamid longer. The Mor says, no, that's not what it means. It means lo the mapish b'ovet pshutin. You make more pshutin. You know, keep making the area larger and add more pshutin. The Mor says, if that's what it means, hi umavachi yarba b'pasin. So it's Yarba Bipasin. Asha Yarba Pasin, we boil it. When you're Marba in the pass, it means you're making the pass greater. When you're Marba, you want to tell me that you're adding more Pasin, you're Marba Pasin, not Marba Bipasin. Some words says, Tony, there is actually a I'm not sure it means a price, or it means it's a Girs in the Mishnah. Which is Ad Shiyarba Pasin. Okay. Ikadami, some say that the story went like this. The conversation between Abaye and Rabbah went like this. The Rabbah responded, Amal Tini Tua, Vavad Shiyarba Bipasin. My love, the Mapish, Vavad Pshutin. You added many Pshutin, which means the Mishnah is saying that you can't extend the Yomdin, you need to add Pshutim instead. And the Morris is back, lo, the Marach, but the Yomdin. It doesn't mean that you're adding more Pshutim, but rather it means that you're going to extend the Yomdin. Hacharam Mistarba, the Midikhtani, Ubbachi Yarba Bipasin Shmamino. And that seems to be the preferred understanding, because it says the word Ubbachi Yarba Bipasin, and you can do it by extending your Yomdin, and that's acceptable. You don't need to add more Pshutim. You could add more pshutim, but you don't need to do that. Okay.
I mean, why would you think that the yimdim wouldn't be sufficient?
Or it could be that there was. This is the tzur which was Chazal gave to be mat to the whole area, and the tzur they gave was at the yimdim of Anamu. And if it's the gap is larger than a certain amount, we would specifically are putting a pshut there. It changes the whole surah of the gap. It's like much more hecker if you put a pshut in the middle than if you so have this very very large closed area. So it's much more obvious that I'm doing something by putting the pass in the middle as opposed to just extending the yimdim in the side.
Yeah, but if it's less than 10 to begin with, I mean 10 is the cutoff, right? So I mean if in any event that your
gap is 10,
you're gonna the end result is a gap of 10.
Right, but since the other day, but since at the same time the area which is being enclosed is much larger, so people see more clearly the fact that you're addressing it by putting something in the middle than by extending the sides. It's more nicker. Okay. And the Morris says...
question. If you had a structure with a doorway, and the doorway was wider than 10...
I'm sorry?
If you have a structure with a doorway, and the doorway is wider than 10...
An actual doorway, you're saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't have source of Pesach.
Let's say not.
So let's say you have a fence around an area. The opening in is, so that's a problem. That's not acceptable.
Right, so you could have the opening up to 10, or 10
up to including 10.
Up to and including 10.
So now the more wants to know. So if the gap is more than 13 1/3, Mr. Yehuda said, is you must add a pashut. Mahu pshutin obed, abedim din marach. So what is Rabbi Yehuda requiring from you? Which would he prefer in that situation? Amalei, so Rabbi says back, Tini Tzua, we have a Braisa, to Tosefta. Kamehen Mekurabin, Kedei Rosh HaVeruba Shalpara. So how close can you get? You can get up to you can get as close as Kedei Rosh HaVeruba Shalpara, which you say was two Amas, around the bore in each direction. Kamehen Menuchakin, how far can you go? Afilu kurayim. The Tanakhama says you can even enclose the area of a base kura, a base kurayim. Biudar mino, base of sayim is mutter. If the area that you're enclosing is a base of sayim, it's mutter. Yes, a base of sayim is also. The Chazal did not matter more than base of sayim. So that we had in the Mishnah. Amalother Behuda, Yetamoyda Bedir, Bisar, Umuksa, Bechotzer, Philibas Kamashis Kurin, Philibas Esra, Sarah Kurin, Shemutter. Those areas are Mutter. So Amalahan, Sir Yudas at back, Yeshkoyach, Zumachitza, Veilu Pasin. And your scenario of the deer and the sar and the muksa, etc. There was a mechitza there. And over here, all you have is pasim. V'mi'itza zum mechitza v'zum mechitza miboyle. And if you're telling me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're putting pasin along the way, so you basically don't really have an enclosure. The more is understanding that if what would you do, according to Rabbi Yehuda? What you do is you take the yomid and basically enclose that whole area and just leave a gap, so that's a mechitza. It's the same way your chatzah, you have a doorway of, you know, whatever it is, and the rest is the wall. So this is the exact same thing as what you're doing here. If this area which you're enclosing is a base core, so Rabbi Huda would tell me, what do you make a long wall with an opening of 13 1/3? So why is it called the Zema Mechitza? Elamai means he's saying that you leave the diamond as one arm in each direction, and you put these passes. It means that then you attack, don't have a wall really. Tomorrow says Hachikomer. Zutars Mechitza Aleha, Pritusel Be'eser. Velutars Pasin Aleha, Pritusayan Beshlesh Esayama Veshlish. The argument is we're, according to Rehuda, since the area which we allow you to leave open is the 13 1/3, which normally is not acceptable. So within an area which is the pierce is only up to 10, so we allowed you to enclose up to base kur, base kurayim, 10 kur, etc. Because that's a valid, full valid mechitza with a regular opening. Over here, there's a special halach over here of pasim. So even if you make the yard, then the gap can be 13 1/3 according to Behuda. So that's unique. So that you can't enclose it that much. So you have no raya for Behuda one way or the other. Let's see Rashi. Herch b'di yumdin. Yersi mi'am al-chol tzad. You extend the yumdin that they're wider than an amma. Ashehemid revach shebein tayim al-eser amas. This way, reducing down the opening down to 10. So now, what's the question? Davka pshutin kamer, the Rameir says, it's simple, you must use pshutin. Kimren rechikin yosem mishir chachamim. Since the diyarmid is placed, the actual place where they start is more than the gap which normally with chachamim would allow. Bin in hector ben yubeni, we need something to, there was the air which is the actual air which is enclosed is greater than the 12 amas which you normally would allow. 12 amas means you drop an amma from each direction, you end up with a gap of 10. Now you have an opening which is more than that. So in that situation, Chazal wanted dafka heker beni beni. There's some type of heker in the middle. We're talking about ruchas diyumdim. It's not being marked diyumdim is not sufficient. L'marchik purtum in a pass. There's in Sham Poshet. You put a Poshet a little bit, you make a gap and you put a Poshet there. Mechen Lira Gisa on the other side. Shim the heavy Hekera, that's a much better Hekard. Udilma Kim the Sarv Sarv Eser Amos, Eser Revach, Hu the Ika, Lemitzer. Or the main thing is that the gap is, should be 10, the gap is 10. Why do you care how I got there? The gap is 10. Okay, then the more I ask the question, the same question in Rabbi Yehuda. So Itrip Shutin. So Rameir, he said, well, that's Yabra Bipassin, and we discussed two versions what Yabra Bipassin means. So Rameir, he mentioned the Passin meaning the Pshutin, or possibly. Yehuda didn't say anything. See, hereby we have a question, Hi Adivale, Pshutin Adivale, is referable to have shooted. We're talking about the yumdin yud gimel amma. I'm heavy a care beni beni. We'll talk about rachas yumdin. So again, so rachas yumdin is not enough. You have to put a pass, and you can make a gap of up to 13 1/3. You have to put a pass. Rachas yumdin adifa also the lacy abir of the hagisa levatla. The extent of the yumdin has a mila. There's no abir of the hagisa issue. You put a pass there, the airspace on both sides is greater than the pass. The diyumdin, remember we said that any airspace beyond the area that you're closing doesn't count. So there's no avira, the hagisa. I've said this before. So, right?
Who's supposed to be close?
The dinam avira, the hagisa. Where Rashi's learning, the question is maybe it's a problem with the avira, the hagisa, the hagisa, about the lake. So if I have the area enclosed, I have a pass here, and there's passes an amma, and there's 13 1/3 ammas here, and 13 1/3 ammas there. There is space is much greater than the item in the middle. So the birah hagisa, birah hagisa, shivim avatalit. That the yarbin is also only. It's also. So I made it along the yarbin. So it, now instead of being an amma, it's 5 ammas. But it's still, the gap is 13 1/3, and there's a lot of air that way. The whole road is not, we said that doesn't count. The that way, which is not part of the enclosure, that appear is irrelevant. So you have five and a gap in the middle. That's only upper one side. So who cares?
What do you mean?
Because it's on an angle. I've heard like Gisa, if I'm enclosing an area this big, the fact that there's a lot of air over here is not part of, it's not part of what I'm trying to close. It doesn't have a lot of significance. The vira of that gisa, which is not part of the enclosure, is irrelevant. So only airspace, I only have one airspace in between the two sides. If I put a pass here, there's air here, and that's all part of what I'm enclosing, that's a problem. So the Brisa said, Kama Henry Kerovin, the boar, how close can they be to the boar? The space of Rosh Hashanah. How far can they go? Tanakama said, Philip Kur, you have to keep adding Pasin, or extending the Yabra. Vita suggested based to Simon's officer, she says, Shir, called Hakab Shalok Kitikunai. The greatest that Chazal allowed you to enclose an area which is not really properly enclosed was basis. Deer is mukaf l'dira. Sharaya dor sham b'layla. Even a deer is called mukaf l'dira, which you close the animals because the royal stays there. So he said back, zumachitza shlemahi. These are walls. Ve'elu pasen, and these are just pasen. Mekalecha ve'echad shloshe se amu. There's 13 third amas. Ve'en arminelo pas amu. Bein kol shloshe se amu. Bein kol shloshe se v'shloshe se. It's not a wall, it's just these. We're saying if you'd want to close such an area, you'd have these pas at every 13 amma intervals. So Rabbi Yehuda Pshutin pshutin of it. What Rabbi Yehuda was saying was to do these pshutin, these pasin. Diba the yomdin marich hamachiti, because what Rabbi Yehuda was saying is you extend the yomid. So you want to close an area of a base kura, you make a very, very long yomid, which is. A base kur is my mind's blank. I think 231 amos by 231 amos, 271. I remember the number was right. So you'd have to make a diyamid with 271. So you have to make a diyamid, which is, or the combination of two diyamidim is going to be 258. Right, so that's quite a little. So there's one who's no machitza. There's a gat of machitza there. It's all one long wall. So Morris says the difference is that it's talking about the pas. It's talking about yes, the yomdin. So you're proving that it was not the yomdin, it was pasim. Morris says no, lav dafka. There was the yomdin. So what are you saying? This is still with deltas and machitz and the process of Osiris B'yeser M'yeser. So more than 10 is not acceptable. Ve'en l'taris pasen aleyen v'yesh g'malam v'bein harach al harachem hechel b'yeser m'beis sasayim l'amis kash. Over here the gap is larger. See, even if you make the yomdim, the gap is still larger because he still feels his argument that the base kura is not acceptable. So it comes out the way the Bryce is saying it right now is that Rabbi Yehuda's kula of allowing 13 amas, 13 and a third amas, is what generates this chumra that you can't enclose such a large area. But Lo Yitzur, he had held like your mayor that the largest gap allowable is 10 amas, then he could say, well, that's what he holds, so you can close as large of an area as you want. According to this chat right now, the Gemara with the. So you have a very long wall with a gap of 10 in the middle. So that's the din of chotzer. That's why the Morris is presenting it right now. Okay. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, like this. Boy mine abaya mirab. So that was the first. So the first two words in the siman was orich. You want to be marich in the yomdin and yoser. Kind of behuda was more than if it's more than the 13 and third amos. The next one is betel. So we had this idea before. It was called telem mislaket. Why not? Because telem mislaket function as a yomdin. Tell him it's like it means that there's a rise, and the acuteness of the angle is such that if you move forward up, the time you go up 10 tefachim, you have a rise of 4 tefachim. Or alternatively, if you If you move forward 10 tvachim, so that the are you measuring the actual rise? Are you measuring the Remember when we came out, it was either 22 or 26 76 degrees. My mind's blanking right now on the measurements. Dalet Amis, not Dalet, Dalet Amis. So if you move forward Dalet Amis, you get a...
Dalet on the rise itself.
Right, that was the question.
Slope.
Was the hypotenuse Dalet or was the leg Dalet? Right, that was the shadow. And you get a rise of 10. So is that so that's considered... We know that's considered a mechitza. So is it... you? Can be a valid if you'd have it that over there, such a type of a rise. Can you count as a diameter or not? So in the middle of your road, you had some type of a rise in the ground, which would be this amount. Can that function as your diameter? Okay, I'm listening to it. There was a square stone there in one corner, which was its length and width there was a diameter that looks like an L. This is a block. So how do you deal with that? So he said, Royan kol shiilu techolik v'esh ba'amalakan yidim shim diyarmid. If you could carve out from this block an L-shaped amani in two directions, so that's valid, even though it's a block. It doesn't have to be actually an L shape; it can be a block. Avim lav, if you can't create that, it's not a square an amma by an amma, but it's a rectangle, something of that sort. And on it is a mishum diyomit. If you had a circular, like a pillar type of a thing, Ryan Kol Shilo Techokek, you could carve in Matecholik, Vieshba Amma Lakan, Rama Lakan, Nidimishum Diyamid, Rim Lav, and Nidimishum Diyamid. Morses Bamakim Ifilgi, Marsa Rechad Royan Amrinan, Trey Royan Lamrinan, Marsa Rechad Trey Royan Nami Amrinan. So, the more you use the Lashon, the first Lashon that was in the case of the square, I need to do. I need to techolik it, divide it up into two directions. Over here, first I need to create a square inside, and then from the square inside, I need I need to then carve out my L-shaped item. Is that acceptable or not? But in regards to the question which the Mora asked, so this is really the square stone as you're telling me slocket. So I have a stone like this, or I have an angle like this, but the point is now I have a block there. So if I can get it, once it's the right height, I can get it. If I can get an amma by an amma, so I'm good. Rashi says that Taylor Mislaket we're going to deal with like in the case of a gula, because it's not starting out as a valid square. So if you hold two Ryan works, that'll work. Okay, let's hold it here. Pick up on the Rashi. So holding in Rashi, tail hamislak at the second wide line.